All right. I'm serious. I got a text this morning from Lynn Hayes Freeland, my friend, and she nailed it. It doesn't take much to get it. And she said, feels like fresh air. It does. Look, I have made it very personal. I don't feel as if Bill Peduto was a good leader. And I said from day one, I feel as if Ed Gainey's a good leader. He grew up here. He has a hunger, a passion, a desire to make a difference. And when you listen to him, he really wants to do it, man. And he really wants to come to work. And I'll tell you what, he shocked the world last night. I'll tell you, when I started getting the vibe, I think I sent him a text at 9 o'clock. I heard that the absentee ballots were in and that Peduto was barely ahead. Then I heard from insiders that Gainey was winning the walk-up vote. And he was, and he did, and he shocked the world. And he's joining me this morning. Mr. Mayor, how do you feel, sir?
Good morning, Marty. How you doing? How's everything?
Oh, I'm telling you, man, it's like a breath of fresh air. Honestly, give me your feel. I know it's trite and an old cliche from journalists, but how do you feel, sir?
You know, it feels good. You know, we ran a hard campaign. We stayed focused on the issues. We talked about what we want to do to unify this city. It feels good right now, you know, but we're ready to go to work, Marty. We're ready to roll up our sleeves and do the work that's necessary to build a great city.
Hey, you did shock the world. You know this, right?
Yes, absolutely. I don't think too many people, we were outspent on, you know, we didn't have no TV ads. We were outspent on TV, but we were outspent on many different issues. But at the end of the day, you know, we just worked as hard as we could, and we believed that the people of the city would see that, and we had faith in Pittsburgh, and that's how we ran our campaign.
Be honest with me, Ed. Were you convinced that you would win, or at times you had to have doubt yourself, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is an elevator ride. You go up and down. Some days you up, some days you down. I think that's just part of the political process when you campaigning. But we never lost faith. You know, there's no question, Marty. You're absolutely right. You know, there's times that you doubt yourself. There's times that you feel that things are going in the right direction. But the reality is, we never lost faith. We just kept fighting. You know this too. We got to fight through our disbeliefs, and that's what we did.
I completely buy into your passion. I could just tell it from the first time we talked, from the first time we met. How important is that to leading a city? Because this city's hurting for leadership, sir. Do you feel that, sir?
Yes, because I'm from here, you know, and I know how great the people are in this city. I know that. I know how great our neighborhoods is. And so you can see the energy, you know, like last year, you can see it coming. You can see people coming together. It just takes the leadership to say, hey, here's how we get here, create the plan and execute it, and make sure we're doing great things. So, you know, we've seen it coming, and now we're prepared to do what we need to do to move the city forward.
All right, let's be honest here about who turned out, because, you know, I was picking on people, and I was telling African-Americans that generally in these elections, they vote in single digits. Well, they proved me wrong. And folks turned out, almost 40% turnout for a primary. That has to kind of blow you away, sir.
Absolutely. You know, but we've seen the numbers picking up in certain African-American communities through the years. We watched the numbers begin to grow, but it was still mind-blowing, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to the African-American community. I'm thankful for everybody in the city of Pittsburgh. I'm just thankful for everybody, and the only way that I can show you that I'm thankful is to go to work for you. So we look forward to serving the people.
I wish you were starting today. I'm serious, and you probably know that. I think the city is screaming for leadership, for a guy that comes to work every day. All right, let's get to a couple issues. But I want to talk about neighborhoods. For folks who want to say, black folks elected him. Ed, you won Bloomfield. Big. You know that, right? Big. Bloomfield.
Yeah, I haven't seen the numbers yet, Marty. I have not seen the numbers.
Huh. You won Lawrenceville. Big. You won East Liberty. Big. You won Garfield, big. Man, you won in places where no one believed you could win. It's got to be overwhelming for you right now.
Yeah, and we're very appreciative. And we're also appreciative of the work of Councilwoman Deb Gross. She put in a lot of work, and we appreciate it. And, again, we just appreciate the people of the city. It's a great city. You've always heard me say, Marty, we have great people here. It's just about bringing us together, and that's what we're about.
All right, I've got to ask you a couple questions. Folks are concerned that you're going to defund the police? Are you going to defund the police, sir?
You know, that was never my intentions. I never talked about defunding the police. So that's not in my intentions at all.
Folks are concerned that you're going to put socialists, progressives, in every single office in the city, and we're going to be the most socialist city in America. What do you say, sir?
You know, the one thing I tell people, whether you are progressive, socialist, moderate, or conservative, this is what you want in your city. You want good roads and good sidewalks. That makes up a neighborhood. You want a good school district. You want to make sure you got good police-community relations. And you want to make sure at the end of the day that, excuse me, my throat is still a little groggy.
Sure, man.
You know, and at the end of the day, that we're building the type of business climate that's putting people to work. I don't care what ideology you fall under. That's what we want in the city, and that's what my administration will look like.
What's the most important thing you need to do to the city? What's the most important thing you need to do, Mr. Mayor?
The number one thing that we need to do is work on police community relations. You heard me say this before, Marty. We have some wonderful police officers. You can't close the blind eye to what's happening, not only in our city, but also in the nation. But we need to work to bring unity to that, and that's one of the first things that we'll do when I take office.
I'll tell you what. For folks who say Pittsburgh is a racist city, they were proven wrong yesterday, were they not, sir?
Yeah, well, you know, I've always told you we got good people. We know that there's racism that exists. It exists everywhere. We know that this city has had a lot of institutional racism, but that doesn't mean we can't go forward. That doesn't mean we build for a better tomorrow. And I believe that's what we're doing. We're building for a better tomorrow. We create our own narrative. And I believe as a city, we'll do that just fine.
All right, Mayor-elect Ed Gainey, I know he has to go. One more question, sir. On a personal level, the real reason, on a personal level, I like the fact that you won is you'll come on my talk show, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Marty. Absolutely. Listen, you know, one thing I know, I've listened to your show a great deal through the years. You know, I definitely respect you in regards to asking tough questions. And as an elected official, I should be prepared for that. So I thank you for that opportunity.
Ed Gainey, how much sleep did you get?
Not too much, Marty, to be quite honest, not too much. I didn't get too much sleep last night. I'll probably go to sleep around 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Are you getting calls from all over the country, sir?
You know, Marty, I don't even know. I'll be honest with you. You're the first call I took. When I seen it was you, I took the call. First call I took.
Ed Gainey, I am thrilled to death, man. If you were here, I'd hug you. Go get him, sir. We're all very happy that Pittsburgh has a leader. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great one, Marty.
All right, man. Very, very cool.